64 indictment charges have been filed against 30 people in Northeast Arkansas after an 11-month-long investigation into methamphetamine took place in Jonesboro. Mike Gordon is with the U.S. Attorney's Eastern District of Arkansas office. In a press conference yesterday, Gordon says raids in Jonesboro and Batesville took place yesterday morning, with the majority of those arrested coming from Jonesboro. Gordon tells about the charges.
Count one of the indictment charges 29 of the 30 defendants with a conspiracy to distribute or to possess with intent to distribute more than 500 grams of methamphetamine between October of 2011 and the return of the indictment. The 30th defendant is charged with a misprison for being aware of the conspiracy but failing to report it to law enforcement and for trying to conceal the conspiracy. The indictment also includes 11 counts for distributing less than 50 grams of methamphetamine, a single count for possessing less than 50 grams of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute, and 50 counts for using a telephone in furtherance of the drug trafficking conspiracy.
The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration led the investigation and was assisted by the Arkansas State Police, U.S. Marshals Service, the Arkansas National Guard, the Craighead County and Independence County Sheriff's Departments, and the Jonesboro Police Department. Assistant Special Agent in charge of the DEA's district office in Little Rock is William J. Bryant. He says he's proud of the work that was put into the investigation that broke up the methamphetamine distribution ring.
This organization distributed what we call methamphetamine ice. Methamphetamine ice is the smokable form of methamphetamine. It's usually manufactured in Mexico, smuggled across the southwest border up here into Arkansas, and distributed. Methamphetamine, by far, is our number one drug problem here in the state of Arkansas, so we spend a lot of our resources to attack and dismantle these methamphetamine drug trafficking organizations.
Bryant says the raids took place yesterday morning just after 6.
We executed two search warrants with the assistance of the Jonesboro SWAT team and with the Arkansas State Police. Things went well with that incident. This organization here was capable of distributing 3 to 5 pounds of methamphetamine ice per week. Street prices now, wholesale prices for methamphetamine ice is $18,000 to $24,000 a pound, or $85 to $100 a gram on the street level. It's a very highly addictive drug.
And Brian tells what was confiscated during the raid.
We seized ounce quantities of methamphetamine, marijuana, hydrocodone, ecstasy, to over $12,000 in United States currency, 6 guns, which included 1 sawed-off shotgun, and 3 vehicles. Again, it was a great team effort with federal, state, and local law enforcement.
According to Bryant, of the 30 people that were sought, 27 people were taken into custody, and 3 are still on the loose. Law enforcement are actively searching for 32-year-old Sergio Lopez Gonzalez, 25-year-old Oscar Garcia Munoz, and 32-year-old Julio Cesar Figueroa Garcia, all of Jonesboro. 7 of those arrested were illegal immigrants. Jonesboro Police Chief Michael Yates.
This is a lot of methamphetamine, a lot of drugs on the street that this organization has been putting in our community. The effort from the guys on the street, the patrol officers, the DTF agents, where the feet hit the street is where a lot of this work is done. And this is one investigation. It's fairly large scale for us, but this is an ongoing effort and an ongoing battle for us to use our resources as best we can to help eliminate these type of activities in our community. And I can't thank the different agencies enough. And in spite of the different agencies each of us might work for, you couldn't tell. Everybody has like worked together like brothers and sisters on this, and we got the job done, and we'll move on to the next one.
Craighead County Sheriff Jack McCann says the investigation was a success, but he says there are people who are willing to take over and start a new distribution ring. McCann says the police will continue to investigate the drug problem in the area.
As we all know, the drug problem in Jonesboro and Craighead County is huge. The Jonesboro Police Department or the Sheriff's Office has the financial means or the manpower to handle an investigation this large, and that's why we do appreciate the federal involvement in this. They have a lot of manpower and revenue resources that we couldn't begin to have for ourselves, and I just want to echo everything else. It does take us all working together to try to solve this problem, and today you see the results of that cooperation. And Northeast Arkansas has always been blessed with that spirit, and we want to make sure that continues.
William J. Bryant with the Drug Enforcement Agency says a tip is what started the investigation into the ring. He says it's important to report any suspicious activity.
Mainly, if any suspicious activity, notify law enforcement, you know, indications of drug trafficking, things of that nature. The state legislature has been very helpful in passing laws regarding ephedrine to pseudoephedrine, because those are the two of the chemicals that you need to manufacture methamphetamine. So for the small toxic labs, work with your community. We educate our kids in school and parents also, and parent teachers association, to make aware of, you know, what's involved in the manufacture of methamphetamine, what chemicals, to make them more aware that they can report it to law enforcement.
Officials say the investigation is ongoing in the case. More charges could be filed. Those arrested will make their first court appearance in federal court in Little Rock before United States Magistrate Judge J. Thomas Ray. Their court appearance takes place at 10 o'clock this morning.